Breakfast with Martin Pester.
Ted, thanks for joining us. Morning.
Hi, good morning. Good in yourself.
Lekker, man. Not about blackouts this time, but what's been making the news is all the pollution. I mean, we've got some of the dirtiest air in the world.
Absolutely. I was through to Mpumalanga in the past week, and it looked like fog at places.
It's disgusting.
And the smell of fly ash. It's just unbelievable. And I believe it's brought about by deliberate mismaintenance by Eskom. They seem to have run out of funding again. And also, these issues have been around for a while. I know that Unit 5 and 6 at Kendall Power Station, they've been down, the ash separation system has been down for more than 6 to 7 months.
So what you're telling me is that it could have been otherwise. It could have been controlled.
Believe you me, I can take you to power stations overseas. You'll be within 50 meters and you won't even know that there's a power station because there should be no visible emissions. Zero.
But you use the word deliberate, though. Why would they deliberately be doing this?
Okay, so it's very easy to justify if you're a power generator and you're running tight on load shedding. When they switch the filter machines on, they lose about 10% of the output. So if they're running on the cusp of their output and they're at the threat of load shedding, then they switch the filters and systems off, and that boosts their output of power by 10%. That's a rule of thumb number.
How hard is the solution to stop this disgusting air pollution?
Well, I think that it's critical. I mean, the bottom line is...
They have to.
As much as I'm pro-coal as a cheap source of energy, the fact of the matter is I don't enjoy the pollution, you don't enjoy the pollution, and I think it's grossly unfair polluting the air of people who are voiceless. And this is what's happened. People aren't volunteering for this pollution, and it's blowing all over. It even comes into Gauteng province, it's really disgusting. It's shocking. Those people who are responsible for that should actually be locked up.
And what is the solution? How easy is it to solve the problem?
Well, it comes back to sorting out the corruption at Eskom. You know, for 10 years now, I've been asking for a forensic audit at Eskom so that we can see where the money's going. And what we've now received is actually a kick in the guts by the government, because they've now again transgressed the proper corporate governance by having the chairman who's conflicted, grossly conflicted on maintenance and coal supply at Eskom, and now having sole reign of Eskom for at least 3 months. I mean, it's a kick in the guts. Instead of getting better governance and more competent governance and sorting out the corrupt coal cost of 3 billion rands wasted per month, which will easily fund the cleaning up of the power stations that are broken.
So now I'm starting to think there seems to be accountability here and even possible alleged guilt. So doesn't that mean that people can take action against them?
Absolutely. There's two possible claims. Firstly, an interdict against Eskom to stop this pollution.
Yeah.
And I think that is very, very viable and probably closer than you and I think. Yeah. It'll be catastrophic for the load shedding situation, but at the end of the day, we can't expect people to carry the cost, the health cost, of a whole nation. It's not fair. And secondly, I mean, in terms of the environmental legislation,
of course,
Eskom should be held liable for the pollution, firstly, to the environment, and secondly, for all the impacts on the health of these people. You know, I mean, there was a study done, and I don't want to get melodramatic about it, but this pollution kills more than 20, 30, 40 people every year.
Expert Ted Blom once again on the show this morning. I saw your rant on social media, by the way. It seems like you're feeling a little vindicated.
Okay, so, I mean, I've had a long battle on tariffs at Eskom, at the NERSA hearings, and time and time again, I was told to shut up and tone down by the EI UG, the Energy Intensive User Group, who told me that it wasn't the way to deal in business, and Eskom must be allowed these extra costs because otherwise the thoughts would be too dreadful, etc., etc. I see they've now published a turnaround, and it shocks me that somebody who claims to be a thought leader takes 6 years to see what the actual facts are, and now makes himself fully available to try and fix the problem. I mean, I'm gobsmacked by that.
What's he saying?
Well, he's saying that the Eskom's costs have run away, and he then gives a couple of graphs which have come out of the NERSA hearings time and time again. They're far more competent people than myself who present at these meetings and who are far better resourced. But the bottom line is that Eskom's costs have run away on the human resources side, on the operational side, and on the debt side. And Eskom is no longer able to fund its monthly repayments, or just not even the repayments, interest on its debt. So that's all old news. But it's taken, I'm just gobsmacked that it's taken such a senior person more than 6 years to wake up to what the reality at Eskom is.
What you've been saying for a number of you and 10. Other people have been saying for more than 10 years. Listen, did Eskom have a good winter?
Yes, but I believe that they've been running those diesel turbines down in the Cape full speed. And we'll see the results of that in the extra cost that Eskom will be coming to claim from us in the very near future.
Do you think sometimes they come out and they try harder because they've got so much criticism from people like yourself to try and prove you wrong?
No, I'm absolutely sure that they'll pull out all stops to try and prove the critics wrong. At the end of the day, you know,
I've got
a lot of empathy for the people at Eskom,
sure,
who are honest, who are not corrupt, and who try their best every day. But my God, let me just be blunt. Eskom did its own study when I was there in 2008, and their own study revealed that less than 25% of the people fall into this category of honest, hardworking, focused people. The rest are just passengers and a waste of time, and also run their own businesses out of Eskom, or boycott or hinder due process within Eskom. Why? So that they can get more of the fat for themselves.
So you're telling me that Eskom's own research they've done,
yes,
came up with a stat that 75% of the people there should probably not be there if the company needs to move forward.
Absolutely. Eskom did that study. It was an external study. It was done and the results were tabled at a conference, internal conference in 2008.
Oh, that's shocking. And do you think, how many of those people are still there?
The bulk of them are still there. In fact, the numbers have increased.
Which is a problem. SABC is sitting with a similar problem as well, where people have been appointed irregularly. And you can imagine the cost. I mean, it's just hemorrhaging.
It's costing Eskom 31 billion rand a year just in SAF account.
I tell you what. Well, listen, thanks for coming in once again and clearing some things up for us and sharing your opinion on certain things. And I think the biggest concern this week is, you know, we do also have a lot of friends and people who tune in from the Mpumalanga region. And as you said there's no reason why they should pay the cost for a nation. This needs some serious, serious attention. It's almost like a humanitarian issue.
There's some behavior that's just not acceptable. Some miscreant behavior you can maybe tolerate and try and do corrective action, but killing off people directly and indirectly in the way that Eskom's doing is not acceptable.
Thank you, Ted Blom.
Energy expert Ted Blom. If you want to hear it again, go and check it out on our blog on jacarandafm.com. And I do believe that Rian and the Scenic Drive team also be heading towards Kriel next Tuesday to go and see and smell it for themselves, I guess, talking about the filthy air in Mpumalanga. And, of course, the critics, yeah. Ted Blom bringing pretty harsh there and pretty straightforward. Gaan luister weer, gaan deel het op ons blog op jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.